You're hearing the Rice Brothers play Tchaikovsky's Variations on a Rococo theme, opus number 33. Chris is on the piano, and Johnny's on the cello. From Disneyland to Carnegie Hall, the pair have hauled their instruments all over the world. But Chris says this week marks the first time they'll have to try to strap a cello down in a seaplane on their way into Petersburg.
They said we would just be able to load it in the back of the plane. When we called, we said, can we buy a seat for it? And they said, no, that's not how this works. And they said, have you seen one of our planes? I said, no, I haven't. It'll be fine. You just put it in the back of the plane.
Johnny Rice says that's a large departure from their normal traveling experience, whatever normal is in this situation.
We only bring one because every time we get on a flight, the cello buys a seat. Not only that, it must be a window seat. God forbid anything happens, it can't be blocking anybody's escape route. I go up to the TSA counter with one boarding pass that says Johnny Rice and one that says Cello Rice.
The Arizona-based musicians have been performing in Alaska for weeks, from Valdez to Skagway. And so far, Chris says they're having a blast.
Being desert dwellers, it's rather shocking to see the scenery that we see every day when we're up here. We're used to subtle shades of brown.
They're primarily classical musicians, but they got their start with ragtime when they were kids. They met a ragtime piano player at Disneyland who took them in as his pupils.
So when we tell our classical musician friends that our earliest roots are in ragtime, they look at us and they say, it's like you're raised by wolves or something.
This isn't their first rodeo in Petersburg, but it is their first time attending the Little Norway Festival. And they're bracing for all the chaos and excitement that entails. They're ready to join in the town's annual celebration of all things Norwegian with a few pieces from Norwegian composer Edvard Grieg. The brothers will also perform a spread of classical hits, from Beethoven to Chopin to Gershwin. Altogether, Johnny says they're both thrilled to come back to Petersburg after 5 years and what feels like six lifetimes. Their last performance here was right before the COVID-19 pandemic started.
And then everything shut down and we hardly performed for a couple of years, and pretty much the entire arts world had a 2-year hiatus, but we're delighted to be back now.
The brothers' cello did make it in safely on the seaplane, and their performance is scheduled for tonight at 7 p.m. in the Lutheran Church. Admission is $15 and benefits the Petersburg Arts Council. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.